Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 9th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you keep us with sound mind. Keep us headed in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you not only do that for each member of this court, but for every elected official in Jefferson County. Make our county the best place in the possible to be, live. And we ask that you to put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away, fighting the war, so we can have the great democracy we have. These we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. We're going to begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve an LJA Engineering, Inc. to provide preliminary engineering for Corps of Engineers permit application for siphons under the Intercoastal Canal. Funding is going to be provided by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation grant, and this project is part of the Salt Bio Marsh Restoration Project. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file work order number 8 with Garver LLC for passenger facility charge application and program update services for Jack Brooks Regional Airport for a lump sum cost of $19,000, and that's going to be 100% funded with passenger facility charges. Item C is consider and possibly approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item D is consider and possibly approve a correction to the auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152. Okay, do we need to have an auction of surplus property?
Yes, sir.
Okay, item D then is going to be amended to consider and approve the auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.152A1. By Harns Auction, Inc., and which auction will be held on Saturday, March 7th, 2015. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Let me just say, since we have Mr. Jim Southern and Mr. Mike Resitek out in the audience with Parks and Wildlife, how appreciative we are of the Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation. They provided the county with $1.25 million grant from foundation funds. About $285,000 of that grant will be used for completing the Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle, which will help reduce salinity levels and erosion in the Keith Lake system. The rest of it will be used for this engineering study to be performed by LJA Engineering to qualify and quantify the type of siphon system that's going to need to go from the higher elevation marshes from to the north of the intercoastal waterway to and carrying fresh water into the marshes on the south side, that it's going to significantly contribute to the health of that marsh system, along with other hopeful projects that we're going to have in the future and some that are ongoing under our KEPRA grant funding from the Texas General Land Office. So I just wanted to express my appreciation to the Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and thank you, gentlemen, for being here today. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A, one item to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute, receive, and file a lease amendment between Jefferson County and Triple R Brothers Limited. Do I have a motion on that item?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Aye.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for the Visitor Center for the replacement of a mower and a DVR system in the amount of $11,575. Take me a little bit here, some things keep popping up on my screen. Item B is receive and file and execute a lease agreement with Government Capital for voting system. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 403447 through 403710. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under county clerk, we have one item to consider and approve contract lease fees for voting equipment under an election services agreement with political subdivisions as prescribed by the Texas Election Code. Do I have a motion on those new lease rates?
Right.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute the annual certification of loan government property regarding the MK-16 Mod 7 torpedo on display at the Veterans Memorial Park. Item B is to consider and possibly adopt an order to adopt the ex officio road commissioner system for Jefferson County, Texas, pursuant to Chapter 252, Subchapter A of the Texas Transportation Code. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to authorize the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court to apply for a grant funding from the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division, for the period beginning September 1st, 2014 through August 31st, 2015, and that grant does not require any match funding. Do I have a motion on those items?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. We do have an addendum, pardon me. Under engineering, item A is considering possibly authorize county judge to execute an agreement for temporary crossing between Jefferson County and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway Company for construction of a temporary crossing in Beaumont, Texas at line segment 7549, milepost 0.99 for the Breaks Bayou Bridge replacement project.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? I want you to say Breaks Bayou Bridge three times real fast. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Next Monday is a county holiday for President's Day, and we will not be having court next week. We'll have court the following Monday. Is there anything any commissioner wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I want to bring a couple of things to the public. You've already talked about the Parks and Wildlife grant, but you know, we want to make sure that we give credit where due. You did a tremendous amount of work on that with our engineer, Mr. Don Rail. But not only that, we've had quite a bit of good news come to the county some time back. We just passed a thing with the railroad, and I want to give Don and Mario and Kenneth Minkins and Steve, he's not here, credit, because we've been working with this Breaks Bayou project for about 7-8 years, and it's a $2.7 million new bridge to come over there for that facility. It's a benefit to our community toll. But not only that, we had Tucker Ferguson, the resident engineer for TxDOT, to come to us about 6 months ago. And it's basically for this major drive extension, and it will benefit our whole community and the fair and everybody that used Ford Park, which is approximately, I think Dawn told me, about a $60 million project. We was told that we would not get a chance at that for possibly 3 years. You got a call, and I, you know, just by slipping through, we got the money granted for that this year, so it's a plus for our community. We got quite a bit going on in Jefferson County. It benefits this whole county, and sometimes it's good to let everybody know what you have going on in your community.
And I will mention that Commissioner Weaver and Jim Rich and I went up to meet with American Airlines Friday before last, and had a very pleasant meeting with them. They're happy with the way the service is going and intend to continue services. Their capacity has been well utilized, and it's going to be a profitable route for them. The only change that they have on the horizon is probably in about a month and a half. The earliest flight of the day, which is now at 6:30, I believe, is going to go to 5 a.m. so that they can connect up the flights coming out of here with other flights going to the East and West Coast. But we'll continue to have three flights a day, and American is pleased with the performance of the route, and we're pleased that they're pleased.
Yeah.
Also, I'd mention that economic development discussions between the county and several industries have been brisk as of late. We expect that as we go through into 2016 and 2017, we'll see much more construction and industrial infrastructure expansions on the horizon. That's good news for our local economy. I don't think any of, you know, there's a lot of things that have to go through boards of directors at companies and so forth for final approval. You will never hear anyone up here on this bench complaining about an expanding ad valorem tax base. So we're thankful for this expansion, the employment it provides, and the future looks bright from an economic perspective. And I thank every member of this court for supporting our economic development efforts. So, anything else? All right, then we are adjourned. Thank you.